Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about, will a narcissist ever change? And the answer is 99.9% of the time, they will not change. Why won't a narcissist change? Because they don't see anything wrong with their behavior. In other words, they are lacking that empathy. They're unable to look at it from somebody else's point of view. And even if they were able to look at it from somebody else's point of view, a narcissist is basically a selfish person. So even if they try to look at it from someone else's view, guess what? They really don't care. Why don't they care? Because they lack empathy. So all they're seeing is from their perspective. A narcissist has a black and white outlook on the world, okay? It's kind of like me against you, not we as a team. And the other thing with a lot of narcissists is they feel they've been cheated, okay? Maybe they had an abusive childhood. Maybe they were the golden child. Or maybe they grew up, they never felt connected to their parents or something like that, where they dealt with a lot of abuse. So now they didn't have that feeling of control growing up, okay? And this is what it's all about. It's about control. So later on in life, they have this thirst for control. That's why they're very controlling about a lot of things. And when you start in a relationship with a narcissist, they could be very overbearing, very overpowering. And in the beginning, they overpower you with attention and affection sometimes, okay? But it's basically an act. It's a mask because you are the target and you are what they want. You have something that they want. You are the supply, okay? So what a narcissist does is they use that manipulation, they use the lies, they use the love bombing to get their goal, their target, which is you, okay? Because they see something in you that they want, all right? This is initially. And, you know, you go in a relationship with a narcissist, the first 2 months are like heaven, okay? You're saying to yourself, this person is terrific. They're so accommodating. They understand. They're trying to see things from my point of view and everything like that. They're trying to win over your trust. That is the goal of the narcissist in the beginning. They want to win over your trust. And why do they want that? So that once they win over your trust, that's when they can start controlling you. Because once you let your guard down, okay, once they feel they got you, that's when the devaluation begins, okay? And that's, it depends on the narcissist that you're dealing with, and it also depends on you recognizing the red flags of when that devaluation will happen, okay? Or maybe they've gotten all the supply out of you, and now they're moving on to something else because narcissists get bored, all right? This is one of the things you have to understand about narcissists. They get bored a lot. That's why a lot of narcissists are cheaters, all right? Nothing is enough for the narcissist. They're always going to need that outside validation. So these are the things that you have to keep in mind when you're dealing with a narcissist. But the problem is when we say, can a narcissist change? And this is a problem in a lot of relationships, because a lot of people are in relationships with a narcissist. Some of them realize that they're dealing with a narcissist, and some of them don't realize that they're dealing with a narcissist. And some of them realize later on that they're dealing with a narcissist once they educate themselves. That's why I said it before and I'll say it again. Education is key, you guys. If you're dealing with somebody and you don't understand this person, you've got to study this person. You've got to know who you're dealing with. And even in a healthy relationship, even if you're in a healthy relationship with somebody who is not narcissistic, you should always know your partner. Why is that important? Because then you know what makes that person tick, okay? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, people that are involved with narcissists that can be very dangerous, a lot of times these people put themselves in danger because they don't understand that they're triggering a malignant narcissist or somebody who could be dangerous, and they put themselves in a very dangerous spot with that person. And sometimes it doesn't end up well. So this is why, you know, you have to understand who you're dealing with. Now, if you recognize that, okay, I'm in this relationship, I'm starting to see these red flags, you know, this person is not showing me empathy, this person, you know, seems very selfish, you know, this person mirrored me in the beginning, this person is just interested in what I have. If you start to see all these kind of things, okay, or this person can't show me intimacy, all right, because a lot, and that's another point I want to bring up. Narcissists have a hard time with intimacy, all right? They don't want to get too close because they've been hurt before and they're afraid of getting hurt. This is why narcissists have a problem trusting people. Most narcissists don't trust people. And that's why I've said before, that's why a lot of narcissists cheat. Because they don't trust you, okay? So they feel like, well, you know what? I can't trust you. You're going to cheat on me. So I'm going to go cheat on you before you cheat on me. So that if you cheat on me, I could kind of like smirk to myself with my narcissistic grin that I got over on you before you got over on me. And this is how a lot of them think, okay? Or they feel entitled. They feel entitled, that they're entitled because basically, they don't look at you as an equal. They feel they are superior to you. And I'm talking about the grandiose, you know, overt narcissist that feels that they're better than you. Okay. This type, you know, you ever get involved with somebody like that, forget it. You are not going to be in a relationship that is equally balanced. You're going to deal with somebody who feels they're superior to you. You're going to deal with somebody who was warm, charming, and fantastic in the beginning and turns into a complete monster later on, because they're going to criticize you, all right? And how do these people criticize you? They criticize you to the bone, okay? They don't just have a regular fight with you. You know, some people argue all the time, married couples argue all the time, friends argue all the time. But when you fight or you argue with a narcissist, they are going to cut you up to the bone. Wherever your sensitive issues are that you had divulged to them in the beginning because you thought you could trust them, you told them your most intimate secrets, you know, any fears you had, you know, maybe from prior relationships or your childhood, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to attack you with that because they know that's what's going to hurt you, okay? And that's what makes the narcissist so fierce, okay? That's why we always say, don't deal with a narcissist, because you're not going to change them. Because when they attack you, they are going to be ruthless, all right? Ruthless, to the point where a lot of people later on, their self-esteem, their ego is shattered, okay? You know, there's a lot of people that to begin with may have fragile egos and they get involved with a narcissist, and then the narcissist, you know, destroys their ego, and this person is a shell afterwards, okay? But what you have to keep in mind is You got to know who you're dealing with, all right? Where is it coming from? And this doesn't just go for the narcissist. This goes for anybody else that wants to cut you down, okay? You take a good look at that person and you say to yourself, what does that person have to show for their life, okay? What have they done in their life or they've accomplished in their life that they could sit there and judge me and criticize me, okay? Nobody has the right to criticize or judge somebody else, okay? So this is where you have to get your strength from, because you have to say to yourself, you know what? I really don't give a fuck what they say about me, because look at them, all right? Look at their life. Look at what they've done in their life. A lot of them haven't done anything. A lot of them are losers, and they're trying to get with you because they see that you've got something going for you, okay? So anything that comes out of their mouth doesn't mean shit, all right? Remember that, all right? You have to have your own self-worth and believe in yourself. If you're a good person and you're doing the right things in your life, and you know, you have a kind heart and you show people respect and everything like that, and you're going to let this person come along and rip you to shreds? No. Okay. What you're going to do is you're not going to deal with that. How do you deal with toxic? You don't deal with toxic. Okay. You're not going to sit there and try to change these people, because they're not going to change. They may come back. They may be nice for a little while, but guess what? They always revert back to their old ways, okay? This is their basic character. This is who they are, all right? And another thing I always tell you guys is look at their track record. Look at their prior relationships, why they broke up. What was the dynamic of those relationships? Because that will tell you everything as to who they are and where they're going. Because the greatest indicator of future behavior is prior behavior. And that's exactly what you'll get with a narcissist. So no, you will not change these people, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to deal with the same sort of abuse later on. And the problem too, with people that take back the narcissist is, you know, the narcissist comes back, you know, like the sheep, all right? The narcissist comes back like the sheep. Very humble, very nice. Oh, you know, I really miss you. Can we give it another try? This and that. They tell you, oh, I love you. And a lot of people just melt by that, okay? Because they're somebody that is yearning for that kind of affection from that person. So when that person gives them that, you know, that softness and everything, a lot of people break because of that. But what they don't realize, just like they didn't realize in the beginning with the narcissist, that's not going to last, all right? And the next time the narcissist comes back, guess what? They're going to be twice as worse as the first time. And you know why they're going to be twice as worse as the first time? Because now they know they got you. Now they know that you are weak, and that all they have to do is come back, give you a couple of like kind words, and you're a sucker for them. Okay. So now once they feel they've got you, it's not that they're not going to be nice and everything. No, they're going to step on you. They are going to fucking step on you, all right? So it's up to you to understand the game, the mind game that these people play, okay? The narcissist is a user. The narcissist is selfish. And the narcissist won't take accountability. The narcissist has no empathy. They're not loving you the way you love them, okay? Stop thinking that you're going to change these people. You're not going to change them by sitting there and, well, you know, I'll show them love and everything like that. And, you know, maybe that'll break them down because, you know, they had a rough childhood and everything like that. You know, and maybe if I show them love and everything. No, all right? You could show Jack the Ripper love and he's still Jack the Ripper, all right? So you got to recognize that there's certain people you can help and certain people you can't. And when you're dealing with somebody who doesn't have an ability to have empathy for somebody, that is not somebody that is going to change because they don't think there's anything wrong with them. If anything, they think you're the problem. It's you. You're the narcissist. This is what they love to say. You're the narcissist. Take a look in the mirror. This is what they're going to throw out at you because they can't deal with a narcissistic injury of thinking that they're less than what they think they are, okay? Because they are so fragile. They are so broken from what they've been through that they can't even fathom that they have a personality disorder, okay? So when you're dealing with somebody like this and everything, first thing you got to do is you got to recognize who they are. You've got to recognize what degree of narcissism they have. There's different degrees of somebody being narcissistic, all right? Like you could have a narcissist that may have a little bit of empathy for somebody, and you could have a narcissist that has zero empathy for somebody. So you have to really study who you're dealing with and understand that person and understand that this person is not going to change. And the only way out is you stepping away and doing no contact and not getting involved in the mess. Because you could sit down and you could talk yourself blue in the face and you're not going to get through to these people. All right. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So you've got to you got to fly the flag, you guys. You got to fly the flag and realize, you know what? This is a no-win situation. This is just a situation where I'm going to sit there and argue with this person in the future. This person is not going to get it, or they're going to say they understand me, but they're going to go reverting back to their old ways. And you have to move on in your life, okay? And just see it for what it is, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.